主耶稣基督为了世界上的罪人来到这个世界上。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to this world for the sinners.
他在十字架上为我们的罪流血。
He shed his blood for us on the cross.
我们借着洗礼让我们能够得着神的义。
And through baptism, we're able to obtain God's righteousness.
所以我们拥有神的义这是神的恩典。
So being able to have God's righteousness is God's grace.
那我们不要再失去了这一个恩典，神的义。
Let us not lose this grace, which is God's righteousness.
那有哪些原因会让我们失去神的义？
What are some reasons for us losing God's grace?
我们请看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十节。
James chapter 1 verse 20.
二十节，因为人的怒气并不能成就神的义。
20. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
这里说到人的发怒会有损于这个神的义，不能够成就神的义。
Here mentions that a man's wrath will not be able to produce God's righteousness.
我们都知道人的发怒带来很多不好的后果。
We all know that a man's wrath will produce many consequences.
因为在发怒当中，人常常会做出一些不理智的事情。
Because when you are angry, you often do things that are illogical.
在发怒当中所做的很多事情，后来都是会让人后悔的。
When you are angry, you often do things that you regret later on.
那常常因为发怒会带来一件事情，就是报复。
And oftentimes, when you are angry, you will bring revenge.
那这个报复绝对是不会成就神的义。
And this revenge will for sure not be able to obtain God's righteousness.
那既然发怒这么的不好，我们如何来避免发怒呢？
So since wrath is such a bad thing, then how can we avoid being angry?
我们可以从这个不要报复来帮助我们不发怒。
So we can start by not exacting revenge as a starting point for not being angry.
当我们明白了不要不可以报复的这个道理。
When we understand the teaching on not exacting revenge,
那我们就会常常提醒自己，何必要报复呢？
Then we will often remind ourselves, why is there a need to take revenge?
在我们的生活里头，如果没有报复这样的事情，我们也就不会容易发怒。
In our lives, if there is no such thing as revenge, then we will not beSo easily angered.
那我们从圣经来看，为什么不要报复？
Let us see from the Bible, why is it that we should not take revenge?
第一个，报复并不合乎神的旨意。
First, revenge is not according to God's righteousness.
不合乎神的旨意。
It's not according to God's will.
我们请看箴言二十一章。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言二十一章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 2.
人所行的在自己眼中都看为正，唯有主衡量人的心。
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts.
我们都常常有自己判断人、判断事情的标准。
We all often have a standard for judging other people as well as for ourselves.
我们也会常常以为自己的判断是对的。
We often think that our own judgment is correct.
但是在这里说，人认为对的，但是呢，神还是要衡量人的心。
But here it says that although a man may think he is right, God is still weighing their hearts.
真的，我们常常会做出一些我们以为对的事情，但是在神来看却是不对的。
Truly, sometimes we will do things that we think is right.But in God's eyes, it's not.
我们都知道报复不是一件好事情。
We all know that revenge is not a good thing.
但是在生活当中，为什么会有报复？
But in the daily life, why is there revenge?
我们以为这是对的。
We think that this is right.
那常常从外表来看，也真的好像是对的。
And oftentimes from the outward perspective, it seems like it's right.
为什么会报复？就是因为由愤怒而带来的。
Why?Will there be revenge? It is because there is anger.
我们也常常会自己认为我的发怒是对的。
And oftentimes we will think that our anger is right.
请看路加福音第九章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章五十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 53.
五十三节，那里的人不接待他，因为他面向耶路撒冷。
53, but they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem.
这里在提到主耶稣要往耶路撒冷去。
Here mentions that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to Jerusalem.
他经过了一个撒玛利亚人的村庄。
And he passed by a village in Samaria.
那里的人不接待他们。
The people there did not receive him.
五十四节
54,
他的门徒雅各约翰看见了就说主啊你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们像以利亚所做的吗
54, and when his disciples James and John saw this they said Lord do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did
耶稣的两个门徒他们就很生气
The two disciples of Jesus they were very angry
因为这些人不接待主耶稣
Because these people did not receiveLord Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣是基督，是弥赛亚，他们怎么能够不接待主耶稣
？The Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Savior. How can they not receive Jesus?
哦，他们因为生气，所以他们要报复这个村庄的人。
So because these two disciples were angry, they wanted to exact revenge on the villagers.
他们认为他们的发怒是对的。
They thought that their wrath was justified.
这些人怎么可以不接待这么尊贵的主耶稣
How can these people not receive such precious person like Lord Jesus Christ?
他们是为了主耶稣而来有这个愤怒跟想要做的报复
Their wrath was because of protecting Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，真的，我们人也都有这种正义的心
And truly, sometimes people will have this heart of justice.
我们都很想要帮助人
We want to help people.
尤其对弱者我们更是想要常常有那个帮助他的心
especially towards those who are weak we want to help them
所以有时候我们的发怒我们的报复不是为了自己是为了别人
so sometimes our wrath and our revenge is not for ourselves but for other people
对我们来看这个是好的这是对的
to us this seems like it is the right thing to do
但是主耶稣怎么来看这个事情
But how did Lord Jesus Christ look at this thing?
五十五节，耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。”
But he turned and rebuked them and said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of."
他们心里所想的、所计划要做的，他们认为是对的。
These two disciples, what they planned in their hearts, they thought was right.
但是主耶稣却责备他们。
But the Lord Jesus Christ in turn rebuked them.
主耶稣甚至说。你们心里如何？你们并不知道。
The Lord Jesus Christ even said that they did not know what manner of spirit they are of.
所以第一个，为什么不要报复
？So first, why should we not take revenge?
因为报复的事情常常是不合乎神的旨意的。
Because things of revenge are often not according to God's will.
纵然我们有很好很大的理由来说，来发怒，来报复，但是。再怎么样都不合乎神的旨意。
Even though we may have good reasons to be angry and to take revenge, but it is not according to God's will.
我们再看另外一个例子，撒母记上二十五章。
Let us look at another example in 1 Samuel.
撒母记上二十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
二十五章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 12.
第十节
，verse ten，
拿巴回答大卫的仆人说：“大卫是谁？耶西的儿子是谁？近来悖逆主人的奔逃的仆人甚多。”
The Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away each one from his master."
大卫已经是以色列人的英雄。
David was already the hero of the Israelites.
没有人不知道有大卫这个人。
There's no one who did not know.Who David was.
这个拿巴却说大卫是谁？ But, 我不认识。
But Nabal here said, "Who is David?"
他甚至暗暗的讽刺大卫，他是一个背叛主人的一个仆人。
He even hinted that David was a person who betrayed his master.
十一节，我岂可将饮食和为我剪羊毛人所宰的肉给我不知道从哪里来的人呢？
Verse 11, shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my sharers and give it to men when I do not know where they are from?
这是一个在收成丰收的时刻。
This was during the time of harvest.
大卫很谦卑地派仆人去要点食物。
David humbly sent his servants to ask for food.
但是这个拿巴却是这样的侮辱大卫。
But Nabal here in turn tried to shame him.
再怎么说，大卫都对以色列人有功劳。
No matter how you put it, David has done good for the Israelites.
大卫也是撒母耳所高立的，将来要当以色列的王。
David was also the person who was anointed by Samuel to be the king.
所以他也是一个受膏者。
So he was the anointed one.
那这个拿巴怎么可以对大卫用这种态度？
So how can Nabal use this attitude towards David?
如果我们是大卫，我想我们也一定会非常的生气。
I think if we are David, then we will be very angry.
大卫的反应是怎样？
But what is David's response?
二十一节
，verse 21，
大卫曾说：“我在旷野为那人看守所有的，以致他一样不失落，实在是突然了。他向我以恶报善。”
Now David has said, "Surely in vain I have protected all that his fellows has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him, and he has repaid me evil for good."
大卫之所以要食物，也是因为他是有恩有功劳于拿巴。
The reason why David wanted food from Nabal is because he had done good to him previously.
但是拿巴却这样的侮辱大卫。
But Nabal in turn tried to repay evil.
22节，凡属拿巴的男丁，我若留一个到明日早晨，愿神重重的降罚于我。
22, may God do so, and more also to the enemies of David, if I leave one male of all who belong to him by morning light.
大卫为了自己要做报复的行动。
David here tried to exact revenge for himself.
在他来想，这也是对的。
Here he thought that he was doing good.
这一个人怎么能够这样子不纪念 我曾经给他的恩典。
He thought that how can this person not remember the grace that I have once given him?
不愿意给食物也就算了，竟然还侮辱我。
It was okay that he didn't even give me food, but it wasBut he further tried to shame my name.
所以大卫他发怒，他要报复。
So David was angry and wanted revenge.
我们知道这个故事的过程，这个拿巴的妻子来阻挡了这件事情。
We all know the ending of the story where Nabal's wife came to resolve the conflict.
所以大卫也就没有采取这个报复的行动。
So in the end, David did not take up actions of revenge.
报复不合乎神的旨意。
Revenge is not according to God's will.
也不等于说那神就忽略了这样的事情。
But this does not equate to the fact that God will disregard this thing.
我们请看三十八节。
Please turn to verse 38.
三十八节，过了十天，主击打拿巴，他就死了。
Then it happened after about 10 days that the Lord struck Nabal and he died.
这里说拿巴后来他真的死了。
Here it says that Nabal died 10 days later.
不是大卫杀死他。
It was not David who killed him.
而是神击打他，他就死了。
But rather he was struck by the Lord and died.
这也是在提醒我们，真的我们人不用去报复。
Here it is a reminder for us that it's not for man to take revenge.
因为审判在于神。
Because judgment is upon God.
既然审判在于神，我们就不用替神来做这样的事情。
Since judgment is from God, then it is not up to man to judge other people.
有时候我们为什么要报复？因为我们觉得这是公义的。
Sometimes we think that we need to have revenge because we need justice.
但是在生活当中，其实很多时候神不要我们报复。
But in our daily lives, oftentimes God does not want us to have revenge.
神自然会来以他的公义来判断人，判断事情。
But rather, God will judge things and people according to His time and judgment.
那为什么我们真的能够把这个公义的事情、审判的事情交在神的手中
？So how can we have such justice and judgment be unto God?
因为对错，神比我们还知道、还清楚。
It is because God knows what is right and wrong more than us.
因为人在神的面前都是敞开的。
Because man in front of the God is open.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章十三节
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13
十三节被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的
13 and there is no creature hidden from his sight but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account
这里说万物在神的面前都是赤露敞开的
Here it says that all things are naked and open in front of God.
包括我们每一个人的每一件事情，在神来看都是清清楚楚的。
This includes every one of us and everything that we do.
常常反而是我们自己并没有看得那么清楚。
Oftentimes it is us who do not see things quite clearly.
所以常常我们觉得是对的，是公义的，但是不一定是正确的。
Many times we think.We think that this is right and this is justice, but that may not be the case.
所以我们真的可以把事情交在神的公义的手中。
So we should have give justice and write a judgment to God.
那神愿意显露给他的仆人知道，他的仆人就能够明白事情。
And if God wants to show the righteousness and judgment to his servants, then he will do so.
我们请看《列王记上》十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 14.
列王记上十四章第四节。
1 Kings chapter 14 verse 4.
第四节，罗伯安的妻就这样行，起身往示罗去了。到了亚西亚的家，亚西亚因年纪老迈，眼目花迟，不能看见。
And Jeroham.His wife did so. She arose and went to Shiloh and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were glazed by reason of his age.
Jeroboam 是以色列的王。
Jeroboam was the king of Israel.
他要求他的太太啊，装作是普通的妇女去找这个先知。
He requested his wife to pretend to be a normal woman and go to see the prophet.
其实他也不用这样子来装假。
But in fact, she did not really have to pretend.
因为这个亚西亚已经年纪老迈，眼目并不能够看得清楚。
Because this prophet Ahijah was already old and could not see.
再看第六节。
Verse 6.
他刚进门，亚西亚听见他脚步的响声，就说：“耶伯波安的妻，进来吧，你为何装作别的妇人呢？”
And so it was when Ahijah heard the sound of her footsteps as she came through the door, he said, Come in, wife of Jeroboam, why do you pretend to be another person?
因为神已经事先让亚西亚知道现在要进来的就是国王的太太。
Because God already allowed Ahijah to know that the person walking through the door was the wife of Jeroboam.
虽然亚西亚是眼睛看不清楚的，这个王还是怕亚西亚会认得出来，所以叫他太太改装。
Although Ahijah was already old and could not see, but the King Jeroboam was still scared and wanted his wife to pretend to be a normal woman.
但是人在神的面前是赤露敞开的。
But man in front of God is open.
以利沙先知的仆人基哈西，他也是瞒着主人去跟乃曼要礼物。
Another example is Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, who tried to hide from his master.
他去向乃曼元帅要礼物。
He went to the general Naaman to seek for gifts.
他暗中的做这件事情。
And he did this in the dark.
真的是没有人看见。
Nobody saw it.
这个乃曼他也不会再回来跟以利沙说，你的仆人跟我要了礼物。
And Naaman would not go back to Elisha and say, "Look, your servant came and asked me for gifts."
但是当基亚西来到以利沙的面前。
But when Gehazi came in front of Elisha,
以利沙就问他说：“你刚才去了哪里？”
Elisha asked him, "Where did you go?"
基亚西很勇敢的，他认为没有人知道。他说：“我没有去哪里啊。”
And Gehazi tried to be bold because he thought no one knew. He said, "I did not go anywhere."
但是以利沙他知道你已经去向乃曼要了你不该要的东西。
But in fact, Elisha knew that Naaman. Gehazi went to Naaman to seek for things that he should not have asked for.
所以我们既然每一个人在神的面前是赤露敞开的，
So although if men are open and naked in front of God，
所以我们就必须相信神他公义的审判。
Then we must truly believe that God will have His judgment and His justice。
所以在生活当中，我们不用去报复，所以我们也不用去发怒。
So in our daily life, we do not need to be angry or to have revenge。
不但人的行动是看在神的眼中，人连人心里想的，神也是知道。
Not only does God see our daily actions, but He will also see what is inside our hearts.
我们请看箴言二十四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11.
十一节，人被拉到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你须拦阻。
Deliver those who are drawn towards death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter.
十二节，你若说这事我未曾知道，那衡量人心的岂不明白吗？保守你命的岂不知道吗？他岂不按人所行的报应个人吗？
Twelve, if you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds?
这里说神他不但看到人的行动，他也知道人的内心。
Here tells us that God not only sees the actions of man, but He will also see the hearts of man.
那十一节是说到，当人有危险的时候，我们要去帮助他去解救他。
And verse 11 talks about if there are people facing death, then we will have to try to help them.
那这个也可以指着在信仰上的层面。
This can also be applied to our faith.
有人在信仰在软弱在危险当中，我们 要去关心，要去帮助。
If there are people who are weak in faith and struggling, then we have to care for them.
但是今天，大家 都很独立。
But today, everybody is very independent.
大家都不太愿意别人来管他的事。
Everyone does not wish for other people to mind their business.
大家都很有自己的意见。
Everyone have their own opinions.
所以有时候要沟通真的也不容易。
So sometimes it is quite difficult to communicate.
有时候我们真的要关心人，要帮助人，但是也不知也没无没有方法去帮助。
Sometimes even though we want to care for other people and help them, it is quite difficult.
那我想至少我们不要去绊倒别人。
But I think that at least we should not be a stumbling block to others.
不要说没有办法救人，反而去绊倒别人。
Let us not stumble other people if we are not able to help them.
神看我们人的内心。
God will see our heart.
我们愿意帮助人，但是别人不愿意让我们帮助，这神知道。
If we have the heart to help other people, but they don't want us to help them, God will see it.
那如果我们去绊倒别人，这也是神所知道的。
But if we become a stumbling block to other people, then God will also know.
我们来看看主耶稣给我们的警告。
So let us see what is the warning that God gives us.
请看马太福音十八章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章第七节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 7.
第七节，这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒，绊倒人的事是免不了的。但那绊倒人的有祸了。
7. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes.
中文圣经是说让人跌倒。
The Chinese Bible says to be a stumbling block to others.
那主耶稣说，将人绊倒的事情，这是免不了的，一定会有。
And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that.It is inevitable that people will stumble.
那当然，这个更指着在信仰上去绊倒别人。
But of course, this further applies to the fact that we may cause other people to stumble in faith.
是的，帮助人很困难，但是我们不要去绊倒人。
Yes, it is hard to help other people, but let us not cause other people to stumble.
因为这是很严重的。主耶稣说，那绊倒人的有祸了。
Because this is a very serious matter, Lord Jesus Christ says, those who cause other people to stumble, woe to them.
所以不要用我们的言语或用我们的行为去伤害了别人的信心，别人的爱心。
So let us not use our deeds and our words to cause other people to be hurt.
那当然，我们每个人也不要很容易的就被别人绊倒。
And also, of course, let us not be so easily stumbled by other people.
那主耶稣说，绊倒人的事是免不了的，是一定有的。
Lord Jesus Christ says that it is inevitable that there are people who will be stumbled.
有些人的言语，有些人的行为，真的会绊倒人。
Some people's actions and some people's words will, in fact, cause other people to stumble.
但我们知道，既然有这样的事情，我们就不要轻易的被人的言语或行为来绊倒。
And since we already know that this is a fact, so let us guard ourselves to not be, to not stumble from other people.
我们再请看箴言十五章。
Turn back to Proverbs.
箴言十五章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3.
第三节，神的眼目无处不在，恶人善人他都鉴察。
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good.
这里说神的眼目啊，是看所有的人，善好人坏人，他都看见，他都知道。
Here says that the Lord's eyes can see everything good and evil.
那神又是公义的神。
And God is a just God.
既然是这样子，我们还需要去报复吗？
So since this is the case, do we still need to take revenge?
为什么我们不需要报复？
Why do we not need to take revenge?
因为神一定会去执行他的公义。
Because God will act out on his justice.
当我们有心，当我们发怒，甚至要有那个报复的心态的时候，
When our heart is stirred to have the thought to take revenge,
我们的心里一定是很不平静，很不平安。
Our hearts are often very wild and not peaceful.
那我们要相信，我们必须要交托给神。
But we must believe that we have to give everything to God.
只有这样子，我们才能够得到平静。得到平安。
It is only in this manner that we can have peace in the heart.
也真的神会让我们恢复平安。
And truly, God will restore peace to us.
不一定马上让我们看到神的行动。
It may not be immediately that we can see God's actions.
但是我们很笃定的，我将这个事情交在神的手里。
But we are very confident that we give this matter to God.
当我们这样子做了。平安就来了。
So when we do this thing, then we will receive peace.
当我们这样子做了，我们就不再发怒了。
When we do accordingly, we will no longer be angry.
当我们这样子做了，我们又恢复了应该有的喜乐。
And when we do as such, then we will restore the joy that we have.
请看罗马书十二章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12.Verse 19.
十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。
19. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give peace to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
有的翻译本是说要把空间留下来给神。
Some translation says that we have to reserve a space for God.
我们常常以为自己是对的。
Oftentimes we think that we are right.
我们常常觉得我应该采取行动。
Oftentimes we think that we must take our actions.
其实 有时候我们真的很大胆，我们在为神，好像 在替神做事。这个神没有采取行动，所以我替神来行动。
But oftentimes it is as though we are very bold in taking actions for God.
知识上我们知道我们不能够走在神前面。
But in fact we knew that we should not walk in front of God.
但是事实上常常，尤其在发怒。在报复这种事情上面，我们 是走在神的前面。
But in reality, when things concerning revenge, we will often walk in front of God.
其实本来是对的，但是我们是在做很危险的事情。
In actuality, what originally was right, but we are doing something that is very dangerous.
在每一个时代都有这种让人发怒、让人生气的事情。
No matter which time period you are in, there are always things that will cause you to be angry.
在保罗的时代也是这样子。
In Paul's time, it was like so.
所以保罗的勉励也是一样， 何必报复呢？不要报复。
So Paul's encouragement was the same. There's no need to take revenge.
留下空间让神来处理。
But rather, you have to reserve space for God to carry out the matter.
神的处理一定是最好的。
God's solution is the best.
在我们还没有看到神的行动之前，我们就已经拥有了平安，这不是很好吗？
And before we can even see God's solution, we can have peace. Isn't this good already?
那下半句话就引用旧约圣经说，主说深渊在我，我必报应。
The latter half is referring to the Old Testament where it says, Vengeance is mine, I will repay.
在充满着罪的人的生活里头，神知道人的生活里头充满着很多的不合理、不公平。
In a life full of sin, God knows that there are often injustice and unfair things in man's life.
所以神很肯定的讲，深渊在我，我一定会报应。
That is why God surely says that vengeance is mine and I will repay.
报应，那这个报复一下子让我们觉得非常的舒服。
Vengeance is something that will causes immediate satisfaction.
我为自己出了一口气。
We have taken a breath for ourselves.
我为别人出了一口气。
And we have taken a breath for other people.
但是常常带来的更不好的那种心境是长久的。
But oftentimes the after effects that causes us to not feel good is everlasting.
请看创世纪三十七章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章十九节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 19.
十九节，约瑟的哥哥们彼此说，你看那个做梦的来了。
Verse 19, Joseph's brother said to one another, Look, this dreamer is coming.
二十节，来吧，我们将他杀了，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了，我们且看他将来的梦，他的梦将来怎样。
20, Come therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say, Some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams.
约瑟的哥哥们，对约瑟是，充满着愤怒。
Joseph's brother had a lot of hate for Joseph.
那从圣经来看，至少有两个原因。
And from the Bible we can see two reasons.
因为约瑟曾经将哥哥们所做的坏事报告给父亲知道。
First is that Joseph had reported the bad things that his brothers did to his father.
那当然做爸爸的雅各，应该会，责备或责骂这些哥哥们。
And of course Jacob will rebuke his sons.
第二个，因为爸爸特别，看起来爸爸特别爱约瑟。
And the second reason is that the father Jacob has treated Joseph more favorably.
还有一个原因，就是约瑟做了两个梦。
And another reason is that Joseph had two dreams.
那这个梦的内容就是说，将来约瑟会再高过于他的这些哥哥们。
And the content of this dream is that one day Joseph will be higher than his brothers.
其实说起来，约瑟也没有什么错。
If you look at it, there's actually nothing wrong with Joseph.
哥哥们做坏事，这个是事实。
It is a fact that his brothers did bad things.
那爸爸特别爱约瑟，做彩衣给约瑟，这个也不是约瑟的错。
And his father treat him as the favorite child and gave him a color code, that's not Joseph's fault either.
那这个梦从神来的，耶瑟很高兴地跟大家分享。
And then this dream that Joseph had was from God, but Joseph just shared it with them.
但是耶瑟的哥哥们就可以这样子生气到要报复。
But in the end, Joseph's brothers were so angry that they were able to kill him.
所以我们人性真的常常是很差，很不好的。
So it is clear that sometimes human nature is very evil.
对的事情我们要报复。
We often want to take revenge for things that are right.
甚至我们做错的事情我们也要报复。
And even things that we do wrong, we want to avenge ourselves.
就像约瑟的哥哥们，他们本身是错的，但是他们却发怒，他们却要报复。
Just like Joseph's brother, that they were already wrong in themselves, but they wanted to avenge themselves.
那他们真的陷害了约瑟。
So they tried to hurt Joseph.
一时之间，他们很欢喜。
In the heat of the moment, they were very joyful.
哦，他们甚至说，我们且看他的梦将来怎么样，会实现吗？不可能的。
They even see that we shall see what will become of his dreams. It is impossible that he will ever dream again.
哦，但是再来他们的一辈子啊，就活在一个本来不需要有的这种压力里头。
But the consequence was that they had to live the rest of their lives under this pressure.
哦，第一个，他们必须要跟爸爸说谎话。
First, they had to lie to their fathers.
哦，说有恶兽把约瑟给吃了。
They said that there was a beast who ate Joseph.
他们也亲眼看到爸爸是何等的悲痛。
They even saw for their own eyes how deeply distressed Jacob was.
哦，这个一直成为父亲生命当中的痛。
And this had become an everlasting pain in Jacob's life.
哦，再怎么说，父亲都是爱他们的。
No matter how you put it, Jacob loves all his sons.
但是他们这些做儿子的竟然是这样子的来伤害父亲的心。
But these brothers who were the sons of Jacob had in turn hurt him.
哦，这也成为这些哥哥们他们一直以来心中的痛。
And this became a pain that was in the brothers' heart.
哦，那明明是他们不对，他们却陷害了约瑟。
Although they were the ones who did wrong, but they wanted to hurt Joseph.
哦，所以他们的良心也不断的在责备他们。
So their conscience was constantly blaming itself.
请看创世纪四十二章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 42.
创世纪四十二章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 42 verse 21.
二十一节，他们彼此说：“我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。”
Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us."
哦，他们把这个无辜的弟弟给卖了，这件事情一直的是他们心中的一个指责。
The fact that they have sold their innocent brother had became a distress to them.
哦，每当遇到不如意的事情。他们的良心就会再一次的责备他们。
Whenever they encounter things that are unfavorable, their conscience will start blaming them.
比如说现在他们来埃及买粮食。
For example, when they came to Egypt to buy food.
他们遇到了一些挫折。
They encounter some setbacks.
他们马上想到的就是我们过去所犯的错。
And the first thing that they thought of was the wrong that they have done in the past.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
流便说：“我岂不是对你们说过不可伤害那孩子吗？只是你们不可听，所以流他血的罪向我们追讨。”
22. And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the boy, and you would not listen? Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us."
哦，他们是把弟弟卖给人当奴隶。
They have sold their brother as slaves.
哦，在当时的奴隶是可以就好像货品一样可以买卖的。
At that time, slaves were like possessions you can buy and sell.
哦，不好，遇到不好的主人，可能是会死在主人的虐待里头。
If a slave encounters a bad master, then he or she might die.
哦，他们也不晓得现在弟弟到底怎么了。
They did not know the whereabouts of their brother.
哦，最不好的情况就是弟弟可能已经死了。
The worst case scenario was that the brother had already died.
哦，不是他们直接害死的，是他们间接害死的。
Although they did not directly kill them, but they indirectly killed them.
哦，所以他们因为报复，他们心中一直以来都没有平安。
So because of this revenge, their heart was never peaceful.
一直到约瑟真的平安无事，约瑟赦免了他们。他们才重新有平安。
It was not until that Joseph was actually saved and, in fact, forgave them that they had obtained peace.
约瑟对哥哥的行为，他也可以是很愤怒的。
Joseph can actually be angry towards his brother's actions.
哦，他是他们的弟弟，他们竟然把他卖给人当奴隶。
He was the younger brother of his brothers, but he was sold as slave.
哦，他的愤怒也真的可以。采取报复的行动。
His wrath can also result in revenge.
哦，约瑟也真的有报复的能力。
And Joseph had the ability to take revenge.
哦，但是约瑟哭了。
But Joseph wept.
他不是哭一次，他哭好几次。
He did not cry just once, but many times.
因为那是一种，也是一种人内心的挣扎。
Because it was also a struggle in his heart.
我要不要报复
？Should I take revenge?
感谢神，约瑟没有报复。
Thank God, Joseph did not avenge himself.
所以约瑟他有着真正的平安。
So Joseph had the true peace.
请看创世纪五十章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章十九节
Genesis chapter 50 verse 19
十九节约瑟对他们说不要害怕我岂能代替神呢
Joseph said to them do not be afraid for am I in the place of God
这就对了我们怎么能够代替神呢
This is the right mentality how can we replace God
约瑟知道审判报应是在于神
Joseph knew that judgment and vengeance was to God
虽然我有能力来为自己报复，但是我不能做。
Even though I have the ability to avenge myself, but I will not do so.
二十节
，verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about. It is this day to save many people alive.
约瑟愿意顺服神。
Joseph was willing to submit to God.
神的教训里头是不要为自己报复。
And one of the teachings of God is to not take revenge for yourself.
那约瑟他应该也可以回顾他过去的岁月。
Joseph was can actually remember all the times of the past.
是的，哥哥们亏负我。
It was true that his older brother tried to hurt him.
但是神并没有亏负他。
But God did not take advantage of him.
这个神啊，却一路的都跟约瑟同在。
But rather, God was always with Joseph wherever he went.
虽然也遇到了一些困难跟波折，但是神一直在保护他。
Although he encountered some difficulties and troubles, but God had always been there to protect him.
其实今天我们常常我们的遭遇也是跟约瑟一样的。
Oftentimes in our lives today, we face similar situations as Joseph.
是的，可能有人对不起我们。
Yes, it may be true that people have wronged us.
是的，可能有人占了我们的便宜。
Yes, it may be true that people have taken advantage of us.
但是神对我们一直都是那么的好，那么的爱我们。
But God has always been so good and so loving towards us.
神从来没有欺负过我们。
God has never taken advantage of us.
他反而是赐恩典、赐福气给我们。
But rather, he continued to give grace and blessings to us.
那如果我们为自己去报复的话，我们怎么对得起神呢
？So if we were to avenge ourselves, then how can we face God?
好，我们最后看诗篇三十七篇。
Lastly, let us turn to Psalms chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇第八节。
Psalms chapter 37, verse 8.
第八节，当止住怒气。离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret; it only causes harm.
这里啊，当人生气发怒，人的心就不会平安，就不会平静。
Here it says that when a man is angry and have wrath, then they will not have peace.
那心里不平静的话，我们也会去做错事情。
And if your heart is not peaceful, then you will do the wrong things.
那错的事情常常是会伤害自己，也伤害别人。
And the wrong things will often result in harming yourself and harming others.
所以我们要尽量的让自己的心是平静的，不要不平静。
So we have to try to have peace in our heart.
心不平静总是会去伤，会带来伤害。
If our heart is unpeaceful, then we will bring harm.
所以第一句话说要止住怒气，离弃愤怒。
So the first phrase says, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath."
如果我们明白了，不要报复，何必报复？我们就可以止住我们的怒气。
And if we understand to not avenge ourselves and the reasons behind it, then we can stop our anger.
那我们就真的能够维持着神所赐给我们的神的义。
And in the end, we're able to keep the righteousness of God that was given to us.
神的，我们领受神的义，这是白白的恩典。
We openly receive God's righteousness. This is our grace.
但是我们知道，这是主耶稣付上代价的。
But we also know that this was because Lord Jesus Christ paid the price for it.
所以我们要好好的来维护着神所赐给我们的这个神的义。
So we have to keep God's righteousness with us very preciously.
那发怒不会成就神的义。
Because being angry will not.
好，我们再把雅各书一章二十节看一下。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
雅各书。
James chapter 20 again.
雅各书一章二十节。
James chapter
1, 20节
verse 20.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
报复不合乎神的旨意。
Revenge is not according to God's righteousness.
那我们的神他很清楚地知道对跟这个好人跟坏人。
And our God clearly knows the difference between right and wrong.
神他能够保守我们，让我们拥有应该有的平安。
God will keep us and give us the peace that we should have.
我们一起唱诗244首。
Let's sing hymn 244.
我们请上第一节最后一节。
Sing first verse and last verse.
荣耀的救主深渊修你，这是我盼望，是我祷告，我甘愿舍弃世上的财宝，替代主基督受着审判，主我也想你，主我也想你，荣耀的救主向你圣洁，高主的恩典，高主的圣灵，全基督身心在我心里。我愿向你有怜悯心肠，温柔而谦卑，慈爱善良，帮助软弱者，为痛苦忧伤，怜人的永生，寻找王爷。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now let's offer our concluding prayer.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够效法他，让我们能够更像他。
We pray to God for us to be more like Him.
让我们能够像主耶稣不轻易的发怒。
To be more like Lord Jesus Christ and not easily angered.
更求主耶稣帮求他帮助我们不要有报复的行动。
We further pray to God for us to not have actions of revenge.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.